Your life is the exact reflection of the choices you have made. Love your life? Great, you've made awesome choices. Hate your life? I'm sorry, you've made bad choices. But the good news is, you're in control.
Many people die at age 21 and don't get buried until they're 65. They're walking dead.
Well, what better subject to study than ourselves? What better subject to interrogate and investigate daily? What's the one character that we should never get bored with chasing to figure out? What's the one? It's also the one character that we can't get away from ourselves. It's the one person that we can't get rid of.
I think that if you change some of these core beliefs, there's a ripple effect, meaning that if you believe that you are solely responsible for your life, that you are not a victim, that you are creating your reality, then that changes all these sub-beliefs. If you aren't making the money that you want to make, or that your relationship is, you feel like there's turmoil there, or you have some health challenges or whatever, if I take responsibility, it changes all these like singular beliefs about who's at fault. Right? I feel like a lot of people give away their power to their family, to their friends, based on their expectations, or their opinions of you, how you're going to look, and what failure is interpreted, and it slows us down.
It's what tears us apart and challenges us that teaches us the noble virtues of the great women and men of the world. The ego says, let me get out of this difficult season as quickly as possible so I can, you know, eat in nice restaurants and hang out with the cool people and do fun things. But a bad day for the ego is a great day for the hero inside.
Price of living the truth! It's got to be more than this.
Better have a valued goal, because otherwise you can't get any positive motivation working out. And so the more valuable the goal, in principle, the more the micro processes associated with that goal start to take on a positive charge. And so what that means is, well, you get up in the morning and you're excited about the day, you're ready to go.
Habits and how you stick with them, even when you're bored, even when it's not interesting anymore, long after it stopped being fun. The very secret to habits is caring about the thing that habit is meant to lead to. But for real, like really, what do you care about?
Even if I experience defeat or failure, that does not make me a failure. But don't confuse who you are with the results that you produce.
The best feeling, which is to feel good about yourself when you're by yourself, is to do the hard things, and the things that bring fulfillment are often born of momentary suffering, but they allow you to get stronger in order to serve other people.
Soul said is saying, I'm gonna do that deep interior work, so when I go out in the world, I'm living for a mission, a mighty mission that is larger than myself. Soul set is about turning down the chattering voice of the ego so you're an instrument of service for many. Soul set is about developing a rich, robust, undefeatable character so that when you go out in the world, you take the stones your critics throw at you and you build them into monuments of mastery.
That there's a responsibility to freedom, and that there is freedom in responsibility. You know, and that earn your way there. We remember the stuff we earn, the stuff we experience, more than what the teacher tells us or what someone gives us for free. Those stick with us. Whether we forget them intellectually, they were written in our lineage, and they build resilience, and they build a healthy, true optimism going forward to know that, oh no, I've worked for something before and achieved it. Delayed gratification. Oh, there are choices I can make today for myself that will pay me back later in life.
if you configure your life so that what you are genuinely doing is aiming at the highest possible good, then the things that you need to survive and to thrive on a day-to-day basis will deliver themselves to you.
Sometimes it's not even about what choice we make. Just make a choice and commit to it and go and dive in. Because you can look up and days, weeks, months, years can go by and you can go, I've been tiptoeing around here, not committing to anything for so damn long. I'm missing out. If we could just say we're all just achieving our way to the unachievable, and that's as good as it gets.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free, select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams One Coat Coverage Interior Paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Rebate in form of Visa gift card equal to 100% off the second eligible item purchased before or after applicable discounts, if any. See details. Offer ends 7/9.